found the map with the route. Now, tell me what it is.
Now, the march out from Görlitz 8A covered from Görlitz to Blankenberg on the Harz, which was near the town of Göttingen, where Göttingen University is.
Okay.
And the towns covered in order were Görlitz to Bautzen, to Kamenz, to Konigsbruck, Meissen, where they made the ceramics. We slept in the Meissen works, which was lovely and warm. And Borna, Goethe, Eisenberg, Stenditz. We spent the night in a stone quarry in the freezing rain. Jena, Schönstedt, Halberstadt, Erfurt. Erfurt was where they made the ovens for the Jewish Holocaust. Duderstadt, Göttingen, Blankenberg am Harz. The Harz Mountains were there. That covered 24 days, 3.5 weeks, the march. So we might did that march out, we also saw the column of Jews from our march at one period there, which I'll describe.
Yeah, do that. Did they? So were you able to talk to them at all? Or?
No, we weren't. We weren't. Had we been able to, we'd have been shot. Our guards, when we saw the Jews to the north, our guys started to look over, and they were very curious as to what was going on. And our guards were terrifically nervous and even menacing that they knew they'd be in trouble if we were allowed to contact the Jew column. So the column was very long, and it stretched right back to the horizon behind us. And the figures were just pyjama-dressed Jews in their striped, thin uniforms. They carried nothing. Each person had nothing to carry. But in front of this huge column was a small cart drawn by six people, laden presumably with their belongings, whatever their belongings could have been. At night fell, we lost contact with them and never saw them again.
Right. Okay. And so what would you do? You'd march during the day and then you'd stay somewhere overnight?
Yes. Usually at night they'd find a farmer's big barn or something like that where we could stay the night. But the reason we had to sleep in the stone quarry was that a column had gone through before and rifled all the farmers' spuds or apples or something, and the mayor of the town said, let them sleep in the bloody stone quarry, so that we spent the night there. Just dreadful. All these horrible rocks and rubbish and pouring, freezing cold rain.
So what did you do for food on the march? Food. What did you do for
food? Yes, not very much. We did get issued with, I think, a loaf of this, you know, little bun loaf and a few stews at night when we stopped on a farm, soup. Actually, any food that we saw on the way, fruit or vegetables or stuff, we pounced on and ate.